Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The Son of God has conducted an independent investigation into the content of the King James Bible. His findings and conclusions are most significant, eye-opening, and some are even alarming. The Father and the Son are found to be key figures in King James Bible content. Plato's Miracle of Miracles. Here are some things that the King James Bible has to say with regard to the Son of God, who is also known as the Lord God, who is found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, "This is my beloved Son." Matthew 17, verse 5, "This is my beloved Son." That is in question. That reference may be in question there. It may be questionable. Jeremiah 10:10, "He is the living God." 2 Timothy 2, verse 5, "There is one God." That one God, of course, is mentioned in the statement, "This is my beloved Son." John 17, verse 3, "The only true God." John 7, verse 4, says to me, "If thou doest these things, show thyself to the world." This is part two of Plato's Miracle of Miracles. And we continue. We continue here. I want to first read, because in this I'm speaking of the image, Plato's image of his Son. That image is given in the King James Bible. I have put that image together for clarity purpose. And I think it is just beneficial for me to read the makeup of the image itself, the image of the Son of God. The image is also referred to as a portrait of the Son of God. So, when the Son of God comes, at his appearance, he would be recognizable. Okay? At the coming out of the Son of God, he would be recognizable. So, here are statements constituting that image. These are not all of the statements. There are others, and I may get into that, one of the others, having to do with the image in this episode, may or may not. We have this word from Joshua chapter 3, verse 10. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Let me read that again. Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. By the things reflected or shown in the image. Here we go. 1 Corinthians, no. Where is number one? Okay. Psalm 55, verse 19, God shall hear. Now, all of these have to do with the Son of God. So whether I say God, Lord God, all of these things have to do with the Son of God. This is the image of the Son of God. God shall hear. Next, and this is preliminary to these things, Matthew 24, verse 6, all these things must come to pass. Okay, God shall hear. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, the Lord will bring to light the hidden things. All these things have to do with the Son of God. Psalm 44, verse 21, he knows the secrets of the heart of the King James Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, 11, no man knows the things of God. No man, the moniker, the nickname for the Son of God. He knows the things of God. Daniel 2, verse 28, there is a God that reveals secrets. John 14, 26, he shall teach you all things. Psalm 14, verse 7, the Lord bringeth back, or he brings up the captivity of his people. John 14, verse 6, no man comes to the Father. Luke 15, verse 17, he came to himself. Luke 23, verse 47, he glorified God. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up. Daniel 2, verse 22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. John 5, verse 46, he brought me up. Job 12, verse 22, he discovers deep things. Revelation 13, 13, and he doeth great wonders. John 14, verse 10, he doeth the works. 1 John 5, verse 14, he heareth us. Psalm 25, verse 14, he will show them his covenant. John 16, verse 14, he shall glorify me. John 4, verse 25, when he is come, he will tell us all things. 2 Timothy 2, verse 7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. John 14, verse 6, no man cometh to the Father. John 15, verse 26, he shall testify of me. John 15, verse 15, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Hosea 6, verse 2, he will revive us. Luke 24, verse 27, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. 1 Samuel 4, verse 7, God is coming to the camp. Job 28, verse 11, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. John 16, verse 13, he will show you things that were to come. John 7, verse 4, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. Romans 9, 28, he will finish the work. Daniel 9, verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant. Now, those are things constituting the image, Plato's image of his son. So when you see someone doing these things, then that means that that individual is the Son of God. He is the predicted Lord God. He is the one predicted that, you know, predicted to come, okay? And now he has come. And these are signs. All these, I don't know how many of them, there's quite a few. All of those statements that I read just now are signs. The Bible even uses the phrase signs and wonders. Signs. Signs of the presence of the Son of God. Signs saying, if the Son of God is deceased, that the Son was here. Okay? All of these are signs. Wonders. All right? So, as I speak about the signs and all, as I speak about the image, these signs constitute the image of the Son of God. You'll know that I'm referring to this when I speak of image, the form, word picture, and all those things are referencing the image, the word picture of Plato's Son of God. As I said, there are other signs and wonders as well. Okay? But right now we are just dealing with these. If the Son has done these things, or if the individual has performed these things that I just read off, that individual is, according to King James Bible, the Son of God. He is the Lord God who was predicted to come. Now, I move on. Picking up from where I left off the last time, I gave you this, and that phrase, signs and wonders, is in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. It may be in other places as well. Okay. Luke 21, verse 31, we had this the last time. When you see these things come to pass, know ye that the statement says, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. I say unto you, because these things have already come to pass now, I say to you, know ye that the Son of God is here. He's here at this present time, alive. Okay? When you see the signs. That's an important statement. It says, when you see the signs, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. But the better statement is, know that the Son of God is at hand, because the signs are indicative of the presence of the Son of God, not necessarily of the kingdom of God. The signs are reflective of an individual, the Son of God, the predicted Lord God. So, according to those statements which I read, the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the Son of God because he has performed each and every one of those signs, making up the image, Plato's image, of his Son. Easy to understand. And that's a good thing about the Bible. When truth is put together, it's easy to see, it's easy to understand. Basically, it speaks for itself. The statement says, when you see these things come to pass, those things have come to pass in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Next statement, which also came out the last time, Luke 21, verse 32. This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Till all what? Well, I read the statement when I was as I began to read the signs. All of these things must be fulfilled. This generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. all the things I read constituting the image have already come to pass. All in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart did not pass away till all those things constituting the image were fulfilled. That's a wonderful statement. The man, Tommy L. Hart did not pass away. He did not die before all those things be fulfilled or were fulfilled. He lived to do and fulfill all those signs constituting the image of Plato's Son of God. That's wonderful. And keep in mind, the title of this is the second part of Plato's Miracle of Miracles. It happened. What I'm reading has happened. The statement about the signs, seeing the signs come to pass. This statement about the individual shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Those things are fulfilled. They happen. Just as written. Who would have given serious consideration of Plato's image of his son? The people probably mock him, saying things like, "You must be dreaming. You can't be real." Hear this statement taken from 1 Samuel 10, verse 7. "And let it be when these signs are come to pass." "And let it be when these signs," all the things I read constituting the image, "when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee." I realized that I had performed the signs. As I said the last time, I performed the signs, the works, without knowledge that the Bible said for me to do those things. I didn't realize that the Bible had said for me to do those things until after I had done them. That's wonderful, people. That's a wonderful thing. That's something. I did the signs. I brought to pass the signs without knowledge that the Bible was requiring me to do those things. Okay. "Let it be when these signs are come unto thee," to me, when I see that these were signs given in the Bible. Then it says, "that thou do as occasion serve thee." Okay, now going on, all of these are important statements. I'm pretty sure you can see that. Yes, so they probably mocked Plato. Genesis 37, verse 19 says, "This dreamer cometh." This dreamer. He has some dream about some dream person, some dream child, who's going to come forth and do all the things that he said that the dream child would do, the predicted one would do. Yes, this dreamer cometh. Psalm 71, verse 14, "But I will hope continually," says Plato. Now, I've told you time after time about the icon Plato. Yes, Plato continued to hope in the appearing of his son. Deuteronomy 13, verse 1, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder. Well, I was not, I am not a prophet. Some may call me a dreamer. But according to the image, I'm the Son of God. And according to the Word of God, I am the King James Bible's Son of God. I am the King James Bible's Lord God. I explain these things so because what am I teaching? I am teaching a doctrine. I am giving to you a doctrine, which the King James Bible calls the doctrine of God. There was no doctrine of God before the Son of God appeared. There wasn't any. It's the Son who points out and makes known the doctrine of God. The doctrine of God must come from God. The doctrine of God, the doctrine coming from God, the Son of God, from the Lord God, who is also called the Son of God. Yes, so I'm teaching you, I'm giving you, I'm setting forth the doctrine of God in all these things that I teach here. The doctrine of God. One can call it, some can call it, the doctrine of the Father and the Son. It is still the doctrine of God. As I said, that's what is referred to in the King James Bible, the doctrine of God. The doctrine coming from God, the doctrine concerning God. So, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder. I'm not a prophet, but I've given you many signs and wonders. Sign and wonder are to be interchangeable here. What is the sign? The sign is a wonder. What is the wonder? The wonder is a sign. I've given you many signs of the Son of God in Plato's image of his Son. Deuteronomy 13, verse 2, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. All those signs, wonders, constituting Plato's image that I read in your hearing have come to pass. No question about it. No question about it. They have come to pass. The evidence, Lawmaster Archives, whereof he spake unto you. Let me read it again together. And the sign or the wonder come to pass. Many signs and wonders have come to pass, and I've made them known to you. Whereof he spake unto you. What sign or wonder is he speaking of? Okay, I've already answered that. Speaking of the signs and wonders constituting Plato's image of his Son, which things the Son of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, has already performed. The answer lies in the Father's image of his Son. Deuteronomy 13, verse 4, talking to the Son of God, ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him. This does not mean be afraid of him. Okay. Means revere him, reverence him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Psalm 71, verse 7, I am as a wonder unto many. But the scripture continues, thou art my strong refuge. Is Plato saying that? No. Let me read it again. I am as a wonder unto many. Is the Son of God a wonder to you? Is there anyone out there which wonders concerning the things I teach? I am teaching. Do you wonder at these things? Are you in awe of these things? That this thing about the Son of God has come to pass in real life, real time? Are you in awe? Are you excited about that? Bible predictions fulfilled right before your very eyes in this day and time that we are living in right now. People should marvel. There should be a wonder. That should induce excitement, amazement, awe, wonder. This is great. This is great. Psalm 71, verse 8, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Psalm 71, verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. And that Lord is written capital L, lowercase O-R-D, which is a reference to the Son of God, the Lord God. 1 Samuel 10, verse 11, all that knew him before time, the gods of the Israelites, had knowledge of the Son of God. They had before time knowledge of the Son of God. First Samuel 10, verse 15, Tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. Answer comes in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 7. Samuel said to me, I'm saying this, Samuel said to me, and let it be when these signs are come unto thee that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. How do I know God is with me? Because the word of God in the King James Bible is with me. It is in agreement with me, and I am in agreement with the word of God that is in the King James Bible. God is with me by means of his word. And I've told you who God is. Okay? There's God the Father, the predecessor, who is dead, and now here is God the Son, who is at this time living. All right? So the Bible speaks of two gods, the former God or gods, and the living God at this time. This is wonderful right here. I thought it was real nice. For someone to see this, to be able to see this, that 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 15 says something to the Son of God, which is, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said to you. And I told you in answer, here is what Samuel said to me. And it's in the same chapter, verse 7. Same chapter, 1 Samuel 10, verse 7. Samuel said to me, and let it be when these signs are come unto thee. The signs have come to me. I found out that, wow, the Bible says the Lord will do this, and I've already done it. The Bible says the Lord will do this. God will do this when he comes and all. and I've already done those things. Wow. The Bible calling me God? The Bible calling me Lord God? The Bible calling me, even with the no man statements. The no man statements. The moniker, no man, nickname for the Son of God, the Lord God. I saw that what it was saying in some many of the no man statements that I was doing those things, which and that means that those no man statements, which I have written and talked about before you on this program, that those no man statements are not negative statements, but positive statements. When it says no man can do these miracles, no man can do these signs, no man can do these wonders. And I say, wow, I've done that. And it says no man can do this or do that, no man will do this or do that. And I say, I've already done that. Wow, they're calling me no man. Okay. Okay, but this is wonderful. The Bible has me something about what Samuel says to me, and then I find something that Samuel actually says to me. And it's talking about the book of Samuel, okay? And okay, just let it go with that, all right? That's amazing. To really, that means what? The Son of God, it's not to say he understands everything. I don't think I do. Matter of fact, I know I don't. There are things that I don't understand. But the things that I do understand, those things are amazing. Just like that thing right there, what I just said. Tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said to you. And then I look in the book of Samuel, you know, and I see Samuel, you know, I see something being said to me in the book of Samuel. That's what it's asking for. And I answered. It shows somewhat of a high level of understanding King James Bible content. Exactly what it shows. First Samuel chapter 9, verse 27. This is also to me. Stand thou here a while, that I may show thee the word of God. I think that is being said to me, because that's what has happened. Yes, I have seen the word of God. I would not have seen it if they had not put it there. So ultimately, they showed me the word of God. They put it there for me to see. That's what it means when it says signs and wonders. How does he get that out of that? But it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. No one can refute that. No, no one can refute what I say. Plato has said that. Plato has said in one of his dialogues, they will not be able to refute you. Okay? But that means I got to be clear. I got to be truthful. I got to be on. Okay? I got to know what I'm talking about. First Samuel chapter 10, verse 9. And all those signs came to pass. I'm reading to you scripture. He that is of God speaks the words of God. That's what I speak to you. The words of the image. The words here, what Samuel has said to me. The word of God. I speak the word of God. I speak the word of the former God. Or I speak the words of the former gods. And they were all Israelite gods. Plato says in the King James Bible that he is an Israelite. Makes it a very clear statement. He also makes a very clear statement in Song of Solomon, chapter 1, saying, I am black. All I have to go on is the word of God that is in the King James Bible. That's all I have to go on. What's in the book? That's been my question from the beginning of my investigation into King James Bible content. What does the Bible say about itself, by itself and itself alone? What does the book say? Not what Dr. So-and-so says, or the Reverend so-and-so says, but what does the book say? What does the book teach? What book am I speaking of? I am speaking of the King James Bible. That's the book of which I speak. Yes, all these statements about signs and wonders having to do with the image, Plato's image of his son. And all, 1 Samuel again, chapter 10, verse 9, and all those signs came to pass. All those signs making up, constituting the image of the Son of God came to pass by means and through the work of the man, Tommy L. Hart. We're talking about miracles, people. We're talking about things miraculous. How is it, I ask again, how is it that one individual, first of all, how is it that Plato can write all these predictions about a promised one? And how is it that one person comes along and fulfills all those predictions regarding the promised one? How is that? Well, it's happened. It has happened. Okay. And all those signs came to pass. This is amazing. And the signs constituting the image that I read at the beginning of this episode, there are other things. Those signs are not the only ones that I have fulfilled. There are many other things that are not listed in the image of the Son, but they could very well be there. Okay? All those signs came to pass. Now, these signs, what are they? Well, I've already given them to you. I gave them to you. I read them off at the beginning of the episode. And the book says, all those signs came to pass. That's a true statement. All the signs constituting the image of the Son of God that I read off at the beginning of this episode have come to pass. They have come to pass. Shouldn't someone be rejoicing? Shouldn't someone be glad to say, wow, the Bible's Son of God is here, a real individual, a true individual. Wow, he has made himself known and given the evidence, showing, proving that he is indeed the King James Bible's Son of God, the Lord God. If you can't be moved by these things, nothing can move you. And especially if you have anything to do with the Bible, any Bible. If you are not moved by these things which I teach and bring forth, remember what I said in the preceding episode, okay? Go back and hear that, what I said. All those signs came to pass. That's good reading to me, because that's true. True. Not fantasy. not things made up. But we talk here of truth. The Bible says what? What is truth? Truth is all those things in the image came to pass. That is truth. In the man and by the man, Tommy L. Hart. That is truth. That is an answer to the question, what is truth? But that is not the only thing that is truth, those two things which I just mentioned. There are other things as well. I'll just read what I have because I've already explained it, okay? Remember the sign and wonder mentioned earlier? 1 Samuel 10:24, and Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen. Wow. Are you getting this? Samuel said to the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen. The Lord hath chosen the one who matches the image. Isn't that something? The Bible says here, see ye him. Do you see him? You can see him clearly in the image. You know what he's done? You have the evidence in Law Master Archives. You have the image there in Law Master Archives, which comes from the King James Bible. And now the Bible says, see ye him. See him. See ye him whom the Lord, all caps, has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. Plato's miracle of miracles. Let me read that again, that statement, that Bible statement. 1 Samuel 10, verse 24. And Samuel said to all the people. He's saying that to you, the people, now. See ye him whom the Lord, all caps, has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. A phenomenon. That's a synonym for the word miracle. Phenomenon is one word. There are others. I think prodigy is in the list that I saw last night. It's a lot of words. Well, you know, it's some words, okay, that are some synonyms to the word miracle. See ye him whom the Lord has chosen. This is so real. The King James Bible is a real book. It is a real book about real individuals. The gods that it speaks of were real people. The Son of God, the Lord God, a real individual. This is not make-believe. Religion is make-believe. The Christian story, make-believe. A red herring, okay? A red herring. That's the Christian story concerning Jesus, a red herring, all right? But this is real. This is real. Are you a lover of truth? Do you desire truth? You know, many people don't desire truth. I found that out since I've been involved in the scrutiny and analysis of Bible content. Many people don't desire truth. They have no desire for truth at all. But you know what? They go to church and sit up in a church. They have no desire for what the Bible says. Only what their preacher says. And you know what? I'm going to end this. Let me read these other two or three things, though, that I have here. 1 Samuel 10, verse 22. He has hid himself among the stuff. There's a statement in the King James Bible that says about the Son of God, he came to himself. Then there's another statement in the King James Bible about the Son of God that says, thou hast discovered thyself. Once upon a time, I did not know that I was the King James Bible's Lord God. Once upon a time, I did not know that I was the King James Bible's Son of God. I know now. Because, okay, I found myself hidden among the stuff in the Bible. Remember the one or two episodes I've taught on just here recently, recent days, on the biography of the Son of God? Yes, the biography of the Son of God. I found my life among all the stuff, all the other stuff that is in the Bible. The Son of God was able to find himself. And in finding himself and coming to himself, he discovered himself. That's what the Bible says. Okay, he came to himself. It says, to me, thou hast discovered thyself. Okay, through scrutiny and analysis of King James Bible, I found myself. According to the Bible, I discovered myself. I came to myself, my true self. Wow. That's why I say these things are amazing. These things are amazing. He came to himself. The Son found himself among the stuff. The Son of God could not be hid from himself. As I said, Isaiah 57 verse 8, the Bible says to me, thou hast discovered thyself. And I end with this, the image, no, on the strength of the image of God, the man Tommy L. Hart is the King James Bible's Lord God, and he is the King James Bible's Son of God. That is on the strength of Plato's image of his son. Do not forget to follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Do go to Amazon.com. Amazon.com. Go to the bookstore there and order from Tommy L. Hart's book list. The main title of all the books is The Prodigy. It's an 11 book series. All right? 22 products in all. Each book is in ebook form and paperback, giving a grand total of 22 products on Amazon.com or at Amazon.com. So go by there. Go by there. Do order from my book list. Give the book list gifts. Don't forget to keep one for yourself. Join me next time.